suicide note stated, "I've got to do this." Robert Thompson, in his biography, and Bill wrote in 1975, the man, Bill W., became their spiritual mentor. It seemed inconceivable that their Bill, who'd been released from his obsession, had not by the same means been freed from every other difficulty and defeat. They simply did not want to believe that this man could occasion be crippled by depressions. Had Bobby lived and shared what she knew about Bill, she could have seriously damaged Bill's reputation, which would have undermined the guidance and harmed Alcoholics Anonymous. She thanklessly protected and guarded Bill of all her years as National Secretary. Why did we not get to know her? Why was she all but forgotten by the vast majority of the fellowship? We're storytellers. She couldn't tell her story. She was tortured by loneliness, and she knew too much. Go. AA's fantastic communicator. This is from Nell Wing. I can't tell you the number of alcoholics all over the world who owe their sobriety to that special woman. And a personal observation is, among all her private papers, very little has ever been found critical of anyone except her health, except herself, one of the only two national secretaries that AA ever had. And I hope our great responsibility is to thank this woman for all her sacrifices that she did for us. Thank you very much.